Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The National Poisons Information Centre of Ireland has issued a warning about the danger of false widow spiders during the colder months. We're being urged to learn how to recognise one, if we find one in our homes, and to familiarise ourselves with what steps to take if we're bitten. So to talk us through all we need to know, I'm joined now by Dr. Michel Dugon, who is Principal Investigator of the Venom System Lab at the University of Galway. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you see my fabulous spider we sent you a picture of this morning?
Absolutely. I've seen that. It's a beautiful giant house spider, a native species.
Okay. So, I mean, we came across this last night in the shed. I took a picture of it very quickly and then it scuttled away and it's hiding somewhere. It is a giant. I'm pleased about that label, but it's a safe one. Is it a house spider?
Absolutely. They're gentle giants. They're quite impressive when they run across the floor, you know, of your sitting room, but they're completely harmless.
Okay, they're harmless. And then we had another spider that we showed you this morning because I put that picture up on Instagram. And Carl Henry, the personal trainer, sent me a picture of a spider that he found on the trampoline in the garden. What's that one?
So this was a garden cross spider, and it is another quite noticeable native species because at this time of the year, the females tend to carry a lot of eggs in their abdomen, and therefore they seem huge. And this is when we really, really tend to spot them. They also make those beautiful big orb webs, usually in the corner of the trampoline or the window and so on. So quite noticeable.
But nothing to worry about.
No, not at all.
So then we are on to the one that we should have some concerns about and we should know how to recognise. So this is a process of elimination now. So you might describe the false widow spider to us.
Yes. So first of all, the noble false widow is actually not a giant spider. It's not a particularly big spider. In leg span, it would be about the size of a 2 euro coin maximum. So it's not enormous. It has kind of a black or dark brown abdomen that is not velvety, but rather shiny. And on that abdomen, so on its back, you're going to see a kind of cream or white design that could remind you of a skull or kind of a hexagonal shape. And this is quite peculiar, quite noticeable in this species.
So it's small. I mean, the size of a 2 euro coin. My giant house spider was far bigger than that, I would argue.
Yes, absolutely. So it's not a spider that you would notice because of its size. It's just a medium, average-looking spider.
An average-looking spider with a bit of a bite to it. They're dangerous, are they?
So, dangerous, maybe not. They're not deadly in any way. However, in Ireland, they are the only spiders that can actually really give you a bit of a nasty nip. In comparison, I would say that it's similar to what a wasp would do to you. So for most people, it's kind of limited to immediate pain, quite intense pain, you would notice that, and then some swelling and redness. Then in a few people, in a small minority of people, we notice more systemic symptoms. So systemic meaning that they kind of affect the whole body. So people will start to have radiating pain that will just engulf like the whole limb that has been bitten. They will start to have joint pain, or they can start to have sweating, or they can have headaches and tremor. So of course, if anything like this happens, you should seek the advice of your GP.
So if you are a person who is allergic to a wasp sting, for example, should you be very concerned about being bitten by a false widow?
No, because the venom compounds are completely different.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, I am hypersensitive to bee stings, but that doesn't mean that a spider bite or a small scorpion sting will actually affect me particularly badly because of this. The venom compounds are completely different, so I wouldn't react in the same way.
Okay. Now, if you are bitten by one of these and if your reaction is pretty normal, what should you do in those circumstances? Is there anything you can do?
Oh, well, you can just use actually a cold compress to try and alleviate a little bit the pain. You can use some paracetamol, that will be absolutely fine. As long as the pain and the swelling remain manageable and localized. So if you get bitten on your finger, as long as it's just the finger or parts of the hands that's somewhat swollen, it's okay. It should pass within a day or 2 days. However, if you start to feel pain around your elbow or your shoulder, that you start to have stomach cramps or headaches, then you should go and see your GP.
And you want us to capture the spider that bites us?
Well, yes, if you get bitten by a spider, it's actually very important, as much as possible, of course, to capture the spider, either dead or alive. This is very important for identification. In all cases that we studied so far, we've noticed that people who get bitten feel the pain immediately, just like with a wasp or with a bee. If you got stung by a wasp, even while you're sleeping, you would wake up. It seems that it's similar with the noble false widow. And in order to just eliminate any other possibility, it's much easier for a healthcare professional if the person actually brings the spider with them.
I know you really like spiders, Michelle, but notwithstanding that, most of us don't really want these guys living in our homes. Is there anything we can do to keep them out?
Unfortunately, there is very little that you can do. So spiders always manage to enter one way or the other. To give you an idea, a baby noble false widow, after hatching from its egg, will probably measure about a millimeter and a half. So it would be tiny. It would manage to enter no matter what. What's very important is to try and not destroy all spiders indiscriminately, because our best line of defense against the noble false widow, it's actually for the space to be occupied by native spiders. So of course I can understand that people wouldn't particularly enjoy having spiders all around, their rooms, their sitting room, their kitchen, and so on. However, on the outside of the house, it might be a good thing to just let those native spiders actually thrive, where they do not disturb you. That is our first line of defense.
Are they predators?
Yes, so the noble false widow, just like all spiders, are predators. In the case of the noble false widow, we know that they can feed on almost anything they can take down. So that ranges from absolutely tiny bugs like flies and woodlice, things like this, to somewhat bigger prey. And we even had a couple of examples of noble false widow taking down, for example, a lizard a few years ago
Wow.
in Dublin.
Incredible. Michelle, good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. Dr. Michelle Dugan there from the University of Galway.